כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
מזמור כי טוב זמרו אלוקינו, פסוק נוסה כשלג שלג הצומר. So we are coming closer to the end of this wonderful mizmor. Ki zamer lelekeinu, ki toiv zamer lelekeinu, ki noim nova tehilo, the tremendous simcha and zmiras we have to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a special hashkocha and klal Yisrael. And together with that, we ma'ire through David HaMelech the feelings of security. Hashem takes care of every individual. He knows the koichas of each one, gave each one of us our shemos, our special koichas. And even the people that look weaker are really the stronger ones if they're closer to Hashem. If they're anovim, yoideid, if they're ireyov, they'll be rotzi takadosh baruch hu. And that's why we can always be meshaber takadosh baruch hu. So the last pasuk we saw was how Hashem with Hashgacha, straight from the Kaviyocha, word of the mouth of Hashem, comes down the Shefa, the form of the rain and the Bracha that brings life to the world. Now the last few psukim are interesting psukim. Anlisein shele katzoma kfor ke'efe yifazer. The Malbim says that these psukim are talking about Sheleg, and Kfor is also frozen, frost, and Terach, Kor, is referring to the Midas Hadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the Midas HaChesed by Geshem is when it comes down, and it's not frozen, water goes straight absorbed into the ground, and it does what it's supposed to do in a pleasant fashion. It's not too cold. The kor, the coldness, represents kibul rechok from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't have the warmth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and things are frozen. But even that Hashem does in a pleasant way. Sometimes it's a need for the midas adin. Sometimes it's a need for hardships, for our growth, for challenges, for nisyonis. But even that is the shelig is katzoma. The frozen water coming down comes down as snow. If it comes down as chunks of ice, which sometimes you have that at hail, it's damaging. That's a makkah. But generally speaking, in the places of the world that are cold, they don't have borod. They don't have hail coming down. They have snow. The snow comes down in a fashion that you'd walk through it, you could move it aside, you don't have to crack it with a hammer. And it has a pleasant look. Together with the Midas Hadin, there's that, what they call in English, a silver lining. Here's the white lining. Kfar ke'efe yifazer, the frost also is spread over in the morning when you get up in the morning in the cold areas. You see the frost all over. But it also has a pleasant look, it's a pretty look to it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never wants to get us down. When something looks terrible and it's painful, that's most susceptible to get us down. But more so than less, when Hashem feels the need for a certain level of Midas Hadin, He does it in this fashion. That's the moshel of the Shelig. That it's not warm, it doesn't get directly absorbed into the ground, Mitzad Hasheni. It comes down peacefully. And it looks pleasant to the eye. It's not painful. So we always have to think that everything Hashem does, even when there's a need for the medicine, and that's part of the world. The world has its hard parts and hard times, and we go through certain hard times. But we should always remind ourselves from the snow that Hashem tries to make it as pleasant as possible. And even if sometimes it looks very, very hard, almost unbearable. It's never unbearable. Hashem always gives us what we need in a fashion that we can handle it and we can live through it. So we should to pay attention to that. That even with certain hardships in our lives, they're not there to make us hard. Adarabha. There's a need for the Midas Adin sometimes, a need for the extra Nishenis that we have to go through to show Hashem that we're with Him under all circumstances. And Hashem is doing it as present as possible to achieve the result that is necessary. We should be very committed to take advantage of these and have the snow melt very quickly, as it very often does. Only have rachamim and chasodim.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111